New Zealand's regional economies have bounced back from COVID-19 better than expected. Figures to September, produced by Infometrics, show an economic activity bounce in regions such as Tasman and Northland, which were both up at least 3% on the same quarter last year. However, metro areas continued to struggle, along with regions that are heavily reliant on international tourism. With us now, Infometrics economist Gareth Kiernan. Kia ora.
Good morning.
Now, the results here, are they a surprise that the economy in some places seems to be doing pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, I think the rate the economy has bounced back this year across much of the country, I mean, it has surprised everyone, the strength of it, but certainly showing through in many of those provincial areas where they're not heavily reliant on international tourism. They've got a good, strong agricultural base, and we know those exports are generally still doing well. And then also those areas often benefiting from the increase in domestic tourism and travel that we've seen.
So Tasman and Northland, I think, doing particularly well. Is that because they were coming off a lower base, or is it because of some of those factors you're outlining that they, you know, they weren't hit like Queenstown was?
Yeah, if we look back a year, I mean, you know, most of the economy was heading in the same direction and more or less the same rate. So it is a factor of just the changing conditions after COVID and how that has had quite an uneven effect on different parts of the country.
And what's driving it in those areas?
Yeah, the agricultural exports and incomes are still doing okay. But what we've seen, especially around domestic tourism, obviously with people unable to travel internationally, there's more holidays taking place within New Zealand. And the sort of pattern of domestic holiday making is quite different in some cases to international holiday makers. And so getting that money, a lot more people outside the main centres, and that's really helping to boost some of those regional economies.
What about construction? What is its part here, and what kind of construction are we talking about that is helping?
Yeah, we've seen construction, again, has been one of the strongest areas, particularly around residential activity, and we know how strong the housing market has been, and that's helping to fuel ongoing activity in terms of house building. That's occurring across much of the country, but that's one area where Auckland is probably doing relatively well is residential construction. Consent numbers and activity still going along strongly, but unfortunately, on the flip side, some of the commercial activity and construction activity there is just a bit softer, so that's sort of pulled down some of the Auckland numbers.
Yeah, the drop-off in Auckland and Wellington, how much of a concern is that?
There is concern there, especially because, look, there's no sign, of course, of international tourism returning in any numbers anytime soon. You've had something of a, maybe not a permanent shift, but certainly a shift that's going to hang around for some time in terms of people's working and spending patterns, and particularly in some of those metro areas, that is having an effect on how well businesses are doing and how well the economy is doing as well. So, yeah, there is major concerns, obviously, given that they are, you know, significant parts of the overall New Zealand economy.
Is this because people are able to more easily work from home and so they're not going into the office and therefore, you know, not going out and buying coffee or lunch or any of those kind of things?
Yeah, that's right. So you look at the numbers around central Auckland and central Wellington in particular, and they are quite soft as a result of that. And you are probably seeing some of that spending substituted away into, you know, areas further away from those main urban centres.
Thank you very much. Gareth Kiernan there, Infometrics economist.